I met with the ladies Wednesday, Thursday night for Q&A with PD. We were here from 7:30 to about 10:15. It was an awesome meeting. There were some questions I thought would be asked that weren't. There were some questions I never conceived being asked that were. But I approached it with the understanding that whatever asked would be fine. And one of the ground rules for a meeting such as that is this. I'm not asking you to agree with every answer. I'm just asking for your understanding. You know, there's a lot of things that I understand about people I don't necessarily agree with. But at least if I have some sense of understanding, it makes at least what I don't agree with easier to deal with. And something happened Thursday night that at first sort of hurt my feelings, made me mad. I was like, what? And then I realized that I misunderstood what had happened in the room. And all of a sudden I was ecstatic. And let me tell you what it was. I said, as best as I can remember what happened, I said, before we go, I want to make sure that you ladies who are here tonight understand what it is that I am believing God for in our church, corporately and individually. And I looked at Lori and I said, Lori, this is what I'm believing. I'm believing that as God appeared between the wings of the cherubim and from there hollered out Moses' name, Moses, come here. That God will, between the wings of the cherubim, appear in our corporate fellowship. And do you know that with one word He can call every name in this room individually? Your heart can hear His name no matter what it was He said. And He calls you and says, Samima, come here. I said, and Lori, while when you enter in, I want you just to fall in His arms and let Him love you. And the room went like this. And I thought to myself, after all this, y'all didn't understand that that's what I've been going after. But what really happened was, is that they understood exactly what it was we were going after. It was just a renewed passion for that. And boy, when I understood that, I was so greatly encouraged. Because sometimes I wonder, am I communicating to you what it is I'm looking for? What it is I'm believing for? Matter of fact, Friday, Michelle and I were together and we were talking about the meeting the night before. And she said to me, you know, you don't talk about it very much. I said, you know, that's kind of funny because every time I'm not thinking, that's what I go to thinking about. Oh God, I want you to come. Oh God, I want you to come. Oh God, I want you to come. And so I promised the ladies that I would show again this, there it is, visual that is sort of like what it is that I'm looking for and believing God for.
This dwelling place was for the God of a people who now lived in tents. This house was known.
Now watch this.
At night, the presence of God would appear as a pillar of fire to direct them and protect them. By day, it would appear as a pillar of cloud. And throughout all their journey, whenever the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the sons of Israel would set out. But if the cloud was not taken up, then they did not set out until the day when it was taken up. For throughout all their journeys, the cloud of the Lord was on the tabernacle by day, and there was fire in it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel. Whenever this divine cloud would stop.
Now that is what I'm looking for. That is what I'm looking for. To have seen that. So here's what I want us to do. I want you to stop. Take a deep breath. I'm going to ask you some questions. And I want you to think about this morning. How did I face this morning? What was the attitude with which I woke up? Was I like, oh my God, I got to get up. I can't believe it's Sunday. Oh Lord Jesus, please let me hit that snooze. Was it good morning, Lord, or oh Lord, it's morning? Just stop and think for you individually, what was the attitude with which we awoke this morning? How did I speak to those in my house? Did I have an ill word with a spouse or with a child? This morning, from the time I woke up to the time I got in my car, what did I watch on TV? What did I listen to on the radio or put on the stereo? My drive over here this morning, was it in peace or was I frustrated at every red light I approached? When I got here, what did I think about the people that I saw who were here? What have I been thinking about since I got here? I hope we get done in time enough before the ball game starts. Lord, I got a lot to do this afternoon. I'm dreading going to work tomorrow. Was I late? Was I prepared to worship? And just take your individual morning and put it right here. And we had the morning we had without the presence. We had individually, I'm talking to 70 of you, but it's 70 different situations. Because even people in the same household had a different morning. And we had the morning we had reflecting on these questions without God's physical presence among us, without what it was we saw right here. Now, let me go back over those questions again. And I want you to decide for yourself. Would the answers, would your morning be any different if there was a fire cloud going up through the roof of this building? Just imagine that what you saw in that video was present right here behind me. Would you have woken up this morning with a different attitude? Would you have faced your day with a different demeanor? Would the spilt milk by the child at the table been a real problem? Bryce, I knew I was going to say that this morning when I spilt my water at breakfast. Would the towel on the floor in the bathroom that your husband didn't put back up on the rack really have been an issue if there was a fire right here behind me? Would I have watched anything differently on TV? Would I have listened to anything differently on the stereo? Would my drive from my house to here been a different kind of drive if there was a fire right there on that altar? Would I have thought differently about the people I saw in the parking lot or in the sanctuary when I walked in? If there were a fire behind where I am sitting, would my mind have been occupied with things other than that fire? Would I have even known that there was a football game this afternoon? Would I have been late? Would I have been prepared to worship? The difference between where we are and anything you would have done differently had there been a manifest physical presence of God, I am calling the gap. Anything you would have done differently, I'm calling the gap. And the sermon boils down to just this one sentence. It's time to close the gap. Amen. Let's go home. It is time to close the gap. So let's talk about our morning. Now let's talk. Let's go here. Because it really is just about, this is just about it. I want you to look at something. First John, chapter 5, verse 20. And we know that Christ, God's Son, has come to help us understand and find the true God. Anybody got a problem with that sentence? And now, we are in God. Now, we might want to have a little problem with that sentence. Because it doesn't say, and now we will be, we hope to be, in the future it's possible. It says, and now. When was now?
It wasn't.
It wasn't. It is. And now we are in God because we are in now Jesus Christ. So here's the sermon. When you woke up this morning with whatever attitude with which you woke up with, the fire was there. You know how I know? Because you are in the fire. We say to ourselves, we are waiting, O God, to see this right, for this right here to come. And God is saying to us this morning, this right here has already come. All you're waiting on is for me to open up your eyes so you can see it. Because 2,000 years ago, when He said, it is finished, a set of hands reached out and grabbed the veil and tore it from the top to the bottom, and the glory came flying out. And so what was the attitude with which I faced the morning? What was it that I watched on TV? How frustrating was it at breakfast when I about spilt my water glass on top of Bryce's lap? You know what Bryce said? Not a problem. And grabbed it up. And went right on with the conversation we were having without missing a beat. I remember a time when a spilt glass at the table would have ruined my week. Now, for some of you, it may never have ever bothered you. There was a time in my life when a spilt glass at the table would have ruined my week. Not just the meal. The light that I live in, I brought it late, or I brought it early, or I brought it on time, or I didn't, you know. My attitude towards worship. Was prepared inside of that light. And it is time to close the gap. Well, I really didn't think it was this short, but it really is. Let me just say this and we'll close. The truth is, there is no gap. See, I had you believing there was, but there really isn't. There really isn't any gap. Because the light's here. We're living in the glory. We are living in the manifest presence of Jesus. You are, according to 1 John chapter 5, verse 20, we are now in God because we are in Jesus Christ, His Son. And we have made a choice. My daddy's favorite word. We have made a choice to live this way in Him. So there really isn't a gap. What there is a decision time to make different choices. That I will awake in the morning, knowing that I am in Him and His glory is all around me. And I will approach where I am vocationally put. Not saying, oh God, I need you at my job. But oh God, I think I'm taking you into my job. That I will stop screaming at people on the boulevard. Because lost people drive like lost people. Amen. And I'll be more careful about what it is I'm listening to, what it is I'm watching. I'll be more careful when they say, hey, did you hear the one about... I'll be more careful. I want to hear the one about... the jokes that are told around the water cooler or the gossip around the office. And you know, when I understand that everywhere I walk in Jesus and His glory is around me, it's amazing how little concern I have about dirty dishes in the kitchen. Now, I'm not saying live like pigs, okay? That's not what, you know, just don't let the pendulum swing too far. But it's a matter now of just simply getting them done instead of hollering, why is there nobody ever wants to see this about me? Somebody Thursday night asked the question about foot washing. Very interesting question. And you know, it's that we're able to wash feet without washing feet. We can wash feet by washing dishes. Because all foot washing is about is demonstrating a servant's heart. So I pray that you're not offended. But that this little walk through your morning that we took this morning, that you'll understand that there is a gap. There isn't a gap. But that we will make the right choices to live in His glory. The verse 19 says that when we are in Him, we sin not. And we scratch our heads and we say, "Oh God, how is that possible?" I just told you how it's possible. Recognize that right here, if you are a believer, right here is where you live. Because Samima Wilborn is the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. Aren't you Judy Jacobs? Let's pray. Father, we are unable to bridge the gap. So we just hold on to Jesus' hand and we let Him lead us. We declare with our mouth that in Him we live. In Him we move. And in Him we have our being. So God, open up our eyes that we might see. We pray, God, that like the servant of the prophet, we would understand that greater are those that are with us than those that are against us. And may our lives, O God, spread the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you and have a great day.